What's tea?
I don't know, friend.
Well, we gonna get into it. I'm Alicia.
And I'm a Max.
And this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast. We're gonna go ahead and get things started as usual with our hot topics. First thing we got this week is the fact that Jonathan Majors and Megan Good are reportedly dating. This is coming out after his alleged assault charges against that white lady. I'm not surprised. This is very clearly a PR move. He needed somebody solid and held down in the black community. Everybody loves them some Megan Good. She just got divorced from that pastor, so she's upstanding, marrying a church man. I could not see them actually together. Like, I don't know. It's clearly PR. It's clearly trying to help his image. I don't know who, like, it's to help for, because, like, we know what it is. Maybe white people, maybe they'd fall for it. What do you think, friend?
I agree with everything you just said. Maybe they will fall for it. We know what it is. It's just the black woman has to clean up the mess every time. That's how I feel. But yeah, it's just a PR stunt because we all know his type. And it wasn't no Megan Good. So he definitely got a solidified black woman that he know that we like and love. Who doesn't like Megan Good? What does she do to anybody? So that was a good one. Like you just said, I could not see them ever dating in real life. He don't even seem like her type, to be honest. It just don't even make sense to me at all. So it was just like, when I seen it, I'm just like, try. Okay, I guess we supposed to go along with this. Like, oh, they're dating.
So cute.
Right.
Not at all. But anyway, all right, y'all go ahead. Take y'all
with
he
fighting
photos
for that spot for the top again.
Listen, he got to. This is his livelihood. I respect it. All right. Anyway, next, let's go ahead and talk about the live action Aladdin star Mina Masood. Sure. He has deactivated his Twitter after receiving a lot of backlash for some negative tweets against The Little Mermaid. So the tweet said, "Our film was unique to in audiences. In that audiences went to watch it multiple times. It's the only way we reached a $1 billion mark with our opening. My guess is TLM doesn't cross the billion mark, but will undoubtedly get a sequel." He quote tweeted a like Hollywood huddle tweet saying The Little Mermaid is tracking to earn $115 million on its domestic box office opening weekend in comparison to Aladdin earning $112 million on its opening. And he's now deactivated his Twitter, like I said. Of course everybody was eating him up because what was the point of that? We don't know who you are. I surely didn't see Aladdin. I know all the people who did saw it only were going to see Will Smith.
Exactly, so, because he was the genie. Did not see it. I haven't even seen. I don't even know who he is, to be honest. I know he.
It's on Disney Plus, and I still haven't seen it. So
Disney Plus. Oh yeah, I haven't seen it at all. But right, people were going to that movie because Will Smith was like the star, the face of he's gonna be in the remake of Aladdin. Nobody was caring about who played
no one knew who he was,
to be honest. So I mean, hey, whatever floats your boat. But I know us black people will go see The Little Mermaid again and
like,
again. And
did you not see how he turned out for Black Panther?
Exactly.
Like, real,
did he not, like, where has
be
he
for
been
real, sir.
We show
be
up and we
real,
show
sir.
Out for our people
for hours.
Come on.
Stop it.
How
stop
we gonna be
it.
Eating real good off this Little Mermaid,
stop
and you're
it.
Right, it is gonna get a sequel, and it's gonna top
eat then too.
It's gonna come pop. On now. Like he don't know what he talking about. That's why he deactivated that Twitter.
That because he was probably getting some threats.
Yeah. So don't come for us, and we ain't send for you.
At all. No one was speaking on you. He was just trying to get a little buzz.
Right.
That's all that was. Jealous. It's all right, sir. We get it. We get it. So this was cute. Rihanna and ASAP's baby RZA just celebrated his first birthday. And he's ASAP posted a bunch of cute little pictures of him. He's such a cute little happy baby. He be always cheesing. It's so cute. He looks just like Rihanna. Got the forehead and all.
He do.
Love
it. He's an adorable baby. He's so cute.
No, for real. They're so cute. Love to see it. Love to see a little happy family.
Why are we talking about this? Because we didn't talk about it at the time. How you felt about when ASAP had stepped on them people to get over the gate?
Oh, they ain't gonna tweet my fault, miss, after the fact. Nigga, you would have been here for my lawyer. She got that on camera.
What you think Rihanna had to say?
I feel like she would have met to his face. She probably would have talked shit. You know Rihanna got a slick mouth. She was definitely talking shit. That's why you shouldn't have been late. You know her.
Right.
I already know she said something real slick. Cause he was doing entirely too much.
Right.
He literally like got her all in her face, like boom.
Literally used her as a stool.
Yeah, like ridiculous. Cause he was running late to the carpet at the Met Gala.
And I really want to know how he got in that crowd. Like, how you even end up in the crowd?
He walked up from the street because the entrance, the red carpet way was probably closed off because he was late.
Yeah, I just wanted
to throw that in. Let's see, we can go ahead and talk about, I mean, I guess Doja Cat called. She's been trolling again lately.
Right.
She called her friends dumb.
I wish they just understood that, like, and just not post what she say, because they really be thinking like she's dead serious. And it's like, y'all don't know Doja if y'all think she's serious. She only do it because y'all believe it, and y'all just exactly. Run with it. Like, she literally, I know she be laughing at them.
So yeah, she called her fans dumb.
I'm sorry, I love Doja. I still, you know, a little iffy on some of the things she do, but I love Doja, cause it's just like, you can't take Doja serious. I don't take her serious,
for real. It's hilarious. They were mad because I guess first she was talking about her the albums that everybody loves being mid, and then people were talking about that. So then someone was like, oh, so you're basically calling all your fans dumb. And she's like, are they not? Like, y'all need to leave that girl alone.
No,
not
for
take
real.
Nothing she say seriously. Let's see. I guess we could get into Spice. I'm not going to play the video because I'm not going to hold y'all. I'm kind of lazy today. But she did post a story talking about Erica Mena.
Oh, Spice. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she said, big, I'm going to assume that says pussy Erica. You trying to blame everyone for what Safari doing to you, but can't blame your damn self. Bitch, you lose him how you get him. Go suck your mother. Safari is your karma. I guess she was on IG Live kind of ranting.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Erica was trying to say that Spice is trying to get with Safari, and Spice is like, she would never fuck with Safari. I can't see her fucking with Safari. Safari is very corny.
I can't either. I'm not even gonna lie. But even besides the reason that she said with Nicki Minaj, and I forgot the other reason she said, but I don't even see it. If she didn't even know, if she has never even met Nicki, I don't see it.
Right, because Safari's corny. Right. Don't nobody like him, but I don't know, corny bitches, Amara. Yeah, it's not giving. I guess we can talk about Rolly and her plastic surgery.
Oh, wait, I ain't say nothing about Spice.
Oh, I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So basically, now they did say she said something. Well, she did say something on the live about basically saying she's not. She did mention the older son. I think she said that's why your older son don't like you or whatever. And people was like, you know, Spice should have left out the kids. I say that with anything. I feel like the kids should be left out. But Spice,
she ain't nothing bad about the kids,
huh?
She ain't said nothing bad about the kids.
She didn't, but I mean, bring the kids up in general. Like, if I'm going at it with you, I'm not going to bring up your kids just because it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about anyway. I may think it. I can think it, but I'm not going to say it. But you were thinking it. No, you said it. Okay. But Spice was not wrong. Safari is Erica's karma, and she just gonna have to deal with that. And it was so funny when she was in the live. She, one of her fans, like, seen her and went to take a picture. Girl, she stopped going off or whatever, gave them a hug and stuff or whatever, and then was like, yeah, no, Erica, da 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 da. I was like, Spice is hilarious. But I just wanted to say that so that I know.
Bro, there's so, like, not a lot of hot topics. Okay. Bro. Yeah. Rolly, she said she was getting a BBL. It's clear it's not a BBL, yeah. So I don't really know why she said that. The internet was up in arms when she said she was getting a BBL.
Which I
she's
don't
fat.
Understand why, first off.
Because she's fat.
But
why
so
she's
what?
Getting saying,
it was just pissing me off, but I'll let you finish if you finna bring up Masika ass.
I mean, because she's fat and people don't like fat people. A, it's quote unquote dangerous. B, it's dangerous regardless. So, like, what's the difference?
She could have got a gastric sleeve. So, maybe that would work better.
It's stupid. The whole thing is stupid. Who gives a fuck?
The whole thing is stupid because who cares what Rolly? I mean, yes, she put it out there, but who cares? Like, I just did not understand. But you finna break up
for there to be this whole Discord. I don't. Is it in here? What, yeah. She said originally, the comment?
I think.
I don't see it. But you know, maybe this is it. Yeah. Okay, so Masika said, wait, this ain't safe or smart. Your BMI gotta be under a certain number to safely perform this and most cosmetic procedures. It's supposed to be between 18 and 25. Girl, don't risk it, boo. And what the fuck doctor would perform this procedure on her? SMH. Rolly responded and said, first off, be the fuck quiet. You don't know what you're talking about. My BMI for my size is beyond good. I'm beyond healthy and I have lost weight. My procedure was great and I got the results I was looking for and I'm not done. Worry about you and your life must got a lot of misery. And then later she said, Rolly, this is Rolly again. My procedure went amazing. Ass fat, belly is way smaller, and I'm one of the healthiest big girls that stepped in here. Y'all want to body shame me, then get mad that I'm changing my body. Pick a damn side. I feel good as fuck now. Time to get back to this money.
Masika, who asked you first off? I mean, yes, she commented like everybody else, but Masika always, literally always has something to say. And Masika clapbacks normally be, you know, she do a little cute clapback every now and then. But I ain't like how she was just at Rolly net. Like, first of all, like Rolly said, be the fuck quiet because who, like, even asked you? You don't know what that girl got going on. You don't know what is... She's big people can be healthy too. Small people can be unhealthy. So I just feel like Masika, nobody asked you. Go worry about them two kids that you got. Oh, look at me. We're bringing up somebody kids. But worry about
thank you.
Kids.
I told worry you. I'm a saying.
Listen, worry about your kids and stop worrying about everybody else. That ain't me really, you know. But worry about
that's
what
I said.
You know,
not to mention BMI is fake. It's not, was never created by a doctor. It was created by a statistician and a eugenist who is, if you don't know eugenics, the history of eugenics, they are Nazis and racists. So it was genuinely created to try to suppress black people and other minorities. And they used it to keep them at a certain level to kind of like basically say like you're less than if you're under this number, so we can use you to do scientific experiments on you because you're not really a real person,
right? To them.
So yeah, so that's why it's like almost everybody is overweight because the number is very slim. That's why. But anyway, either way, mind your business. And again, it's very clear she didn't actually get a BBL anyway. So like, yeah, anyway. Slash all you bitches who got BBLs. It's like, to me, it was giving y'all are mad that a big girl's getting one because y'all got one. Like, you thought you were here and now people who you thought were better than is getting one. And now you feel like you're not eating the way you thought you were. That's what it was giving. I'm going to be honest in them comments. Because y'all don't give a damn about nobody else. Yeah, y'all don't be wearing, like, you wouldn't give a damn. That ain't, stop it. Stop playing doctor. Stop pretending like you care about these people. It's very much giving, you're jealous. Right. You're mad. So just say that. I'd respect you so much more. But either way, that's Lil O Masika, child. Shit. Y'all really wasn't getting into no mess this week. I don't know. Oh, we could talk about... I don't want to talk about that. Who is this person? Honestly, we can get into... I guess we can get into Summer Walker. Trying to say that people were, she tried to blame colorism for the reason people say that she doesn't have stage presence.
Oh, she did. You ain't colorism in there.
Yes, try because she's like, y'all don't say that about Janae. Y'all don't say that about someone else light skin. And she's like, so at this point, I feel like it's colorism.
Oh, she didn't mention. Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
She literally mentioned Janae and someone else light skin. I don't know, Kalani. I don't know who it was. It was someone else light.
Okay.
And everybody's like, no, it's because you stand there and act like you don't want to be here.
Hello.
When you sing.
And I love Summer Walker music, but on this one, I was with the people. Summer, you literally perform like you don't want to be there. They perform.
She don't.
Nobody's asking you to twerk and sing.
Come through
quarter after. Nobody's asking for you to do that. We're just asking for you to put on a show. I like you want to like engage. She just boring. She boring on stage, and so it has nothing to do with colorism because Ari don't be on stage twerking, but they be she be in singing and people be turned to her shows, not just standing there like. Bored.
Okay, let's play this video. I'm not pulling it up because I told y'all I'm lazy. I ain't have it logged in yet. This is some basketball guy or something. I don't know. Max put it in here, but can y'all hear it?
Just got done playing a hard fought game in a playoff series. The first thing you do is you go kiss your wife. Like, that's the first thing you do. Well, where's your mind at?
Yeah.
The very first thing he did, dog, when the game was over, walked over and kissed his wife. And I'm sitting there watching the game with my wife. I'm like, I love you to death, but ain't no way in that incident I'm going to walk over. I'm going to be with my guy. We just got done winning. I'm not even thinking about you.
That was they were speaking about Julius Randle. I don't know, some guys on a podcast maybe. And so his wife spoke out and she said, slow news day, I guess. Both of us grew up in single parent homes. We never saw our dads respect our mothers. So I'm grateful my kids get to grow up watching their dad be the best father and husband.
Period.
Thoughts? Why was he offended? Like, he was offended by it.
Is your wife not that important to you, sir? I'm sorry. I'm up here with my husband.
My biggest fear in life is being married to someone who doesn't like me.
So if he
was my biggest fear in life,
girl,
he does what?
You like, are we even really talking? Is this even a thing?
When I say they be in love with their homeboys,
girl,
that. This is what I be meaning. Like, I y'all be trying to act like I'm crazy.
Point to me and, oh, you won and you that what? Sit down.
Listen, he was offended. Like, he was mad.
Like, dog, I can't be cool with that. I can't be cool with him.
No, for real. Like, he genuinely was upset about it. He was upset about it, and like, I don't even know how to react. I couldn't imagine.
Right.
Y'all be weird as hell with that. Okay, let's play this one. I'm just gonna keep playing videos today. Here we go.
Now, little dent face, before we put another dent in your head, yeah, boy. You talking about? You can't wait to meet who? Y'all don't want to meet me. Y'all don't know me. Fuck. I ain't never one of these rappers. I ain't never one of these. You know you. But you don't. You do not want to meet me. You talking about? Y'all don't want to meet me. Y'all don't want to meet me. Put another dent in your head. You talking about, boy?
Okay. Better find somebody to play with, boy.
You still don't?
I thought you was gonna play where he said by Dirk. He was like, Dirk ain't make no crank that. Dirk ain't make no nothing. I thought that was something.
That was it. Which that's a good thing. Let's be real.
You're right.
Crank that was all right. So and I feel like me and you have talked about this before. Of course, I don't think I've ever brought this up on the podcast. But we know Soulja Boy can't rap. The only reason we know who he is now is because he came out when we were jits, right, and we ain't know no better. But if we listen to that shit now, I'm like, what is this Mickey Mouse Clubhouse
He did have a good run, though. He did have a good run for our era.
Because we were fifth graders.
Right.
Because we were fifth graders. Listen.
Hey, but
I'm not knocking it for he did his big one. Right. He was 16.
But
which also so when was he selling crack?
That we are currently listening to.
When was he selling crack? Because he was cranking that in high school. At what point was he on the corner? I'm a little confused. Is that current? Was that recently?
How did they even get into it? How he even got into it with young boy?
I think what had happened was something about
by the album.
Don't quote me. The albums. They were going to come out on the same day, and one of them pushed something back. And Soulja. Mm-hmm.
Young boy, of course, because he bought that life, did not.
I'm not going to hold you. I won't be listening to any of the albums, so I couldn't care less. But I'm sure Max will, so she'll probably let y'all know what she thinks.
I will let y'all know. I will be the
air
for y'all.
I don't listen to niggas. Sorry. I get enough of that BS in my ear late night. Oh my gosh. Yeah, honestly, it wasn't really that much tea. Did we talk about this last week? Jay-Z and his alleged baby? I know me and you talked about this.
No, we didn't.
We didn't talk about it on the pod. Jay-Z got another alleged baby, right? Now, this man do look like him. If y'all watching.
He do. He favor him.
They got that same. They got a similar nose, the mouth, them lips.
Yeah.
Now, my only thing is, if I knew I wasn't with the mama. I would have just took a test. Too. It's a little swap, swap. Yeah. Especially, think of the legal fees he's paying to get this suppressed.
Right.
Jay-Z don't got no BS lawyer. He's spending more money than what he has. The reason, and at this point, I don't know, depending on the state, if they're in Jersey, I don't think he would have to pay the child support. New York, he might. So it would just depend. But what I will say, the reason I think he doesn't want to is because I would admit that that he was messing with the lady when she was a teenager and he was a grown ass man. And he don't want them type of ties to her because that's going to open up.
Which everybody already know Jay-Z got ties. I mean, hint, Beyonce. But
it's hinting.
Right.
We don't speak on it. We pretend we don't see it. But it's going to force us to open our eyes. Right now, we're SZA. We can't see. We blind. We'll have to open up our eyes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, but I'm with you. If I know for 100% sure that I am not the daddy, I'm taking that test so quick and going on about your business. Because, right, he's just, you're spending money, like, I'm proving it. One time, and they will be out your, I'm pretty sure after that, it would be nothing they would have to say or anything. My God, this has been going on for 10 years now.
Since 2011.
Child.
So over 10 years.
Jay-Z, what's going on?
And that's why I don't really, even I it's just a lot. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of time. I really just want him to go ahead and clear it up. It's easy.
Right.
It's a quick little swab. You done. You don't want to admit them your babies, cause he probably got a couple of them out there. That's it. That's all. It's all right. When you was out there on that Kona.
Yep.
Last, I guess we'll go ahead and talk about is this tweet talking about DDG. So this news outlet, I don't know, Pop Tings, tweeted Halle Bailey and E-list rapper DDG are rumored to have been broken up. E-list rapper started trending on Twitter. DDG replied to it, said E-list rapper's kind of funny, not gonna lie. They've fake denied it, you know, in their own little way. Honestly, I'm just holding out hope for it to really be true one of these days.
You and me both. I'm holding on.
I'm waiting
she
for
did
her
put
to come
that
to
interview
light.
Out, and she was saying she's in love and stuff. That new interview of the magazine, the interview for the magazine she did. But I'm still holding out hope. I still got hope for my girl that she gonna come to them senses and not be SZA blind. It's gonna open
up. He's so corny. I didn't know he'd be like clickbaity, like even on
girl,
like his videos and stuff. He'd be using her in his titles, putting her in the thumbnail,
that.
And she don't be
I'm
in the video.
But that just proves it.
That they literally said she'll be in the video for like 30 seconds and help her in the thumbnail as if she's really in the video.
Oh my gosh. That is ill. That's so ill.
He's a social climber.
Yes, I hate that for her.
He really is. Mama Joy speak on Todd?
Opportunist.
He's an opportunist. exactly. Honestly, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's gonna go ahead and wrap up hot topics for this week. So we're gonna go ahead and get into our next subject. So we're talking about, we got some doggy questions. So our first one we're gonna say is, what are your views on marriage? Go ahead and kick us off, friend.
So my views on marriage, I feel like I still have hope that I will get married. I'm still holding on to that. I'm not gonna get it watered down. I'm not letting nobody water it down for me. If marriage is not something you would want, then we're just not for each other. Because I know that's in my plans, and I'm not gonna act like it's not. Because my mom is married to not my dad, but my stepdad, which is like my dad. Well, he's my dad, but just so y'all can get it, they've been married for like 10 years, I think. Or no, not even 10 years, like 14 years. They've been married for a long time. I can't even keep up. I'm 26. They got married when I was in fourth grade they was married. Yeah, fourth grade. So that's been a long time. And I just see that marriage is, of course, it's not all glitz and glamour, but when you find that one person that you want to be with, I still have hope out there for me. Because I know once I already get like that when I'm talking to a dude every day. So being married, I mean, I feel like I would definitely, because I know I get iffy and stuff like that, which I'm pretty sure I will like in my marriage. But I know that whoever I decide to marry, I know that it's going to be somebody that I can see longevity with, that they'll still get on my nerves, but this is my husband. I know it would definitely be much so that. But like now, I mean, it's easy for me to say like, oh, I'm done with this person, because I don't got no ties to nobody. Like, literally, I don't have no ties to these men. So it's just like, I can go in and do as I please. But when I'm there to stay, oh, I'm loyal. I'm there to stay. So, yeah, my dreams with marriage is not watered down. I feel like it, whatever works best for you, not saying marriage is supposed to be for everybody, because it's not. If marriage ain't in your views, that's fine. I'm just saying you ain't finna be with me. But yeah, I still have, I love marriage. I love love. I love seeing happy couples, and I just love seeing like cute marriages and stuff. I just be like, I can't wait until it's my turn. Yeah. What you think, friend? What's your views on it?
I agree. I definitely want to get married at some point. Sooner rather than later, hopefully. Because I'm already old as hell. Girl. I'm old as hell, yeah. I'm in my mid to late 20s already. I feel so old.
That's what you're trying to say. You
But yeah, I'm like, it's definitely something I'm looking for, and it's definitely been like something in my forefront when I'm like dating and talking to dudes and Dilla. I'm like, you doing something weird. I'm like, my husband wouldn't do this, so I don't even. We don't even gotta keep texting. I really gonna ignore you at this point.
Right.
My husband. That's literally. I'm like, my husband would not do this. I already know. So if you've been left on read by me, that's why. Shout out to you. I'm waiting for him to come scoop me. It's ghetto out here. I'm tired of working. Get me out these streets. Yeah. Marriage. Go for it. let's go ahead into our next one. Your views on co-parenting and what the definition is to you. I'll start, because mine's gonna be shorter than yours, because I don't co-parent. I feel like it should be co-parenting. It's very clear and easy, and I don't need no, y'all be on some weird stuff, and as soon as I see that weird stuff, I'm out of there, and I'm calling you out on it too. You still fucking with that girl, and just say that you want to be a family so damn bad. Co-parenting, y'all not a family. Y'all are separate, okay? Your family, her family, kid is in the middle. Y'all not over, y'all not intermingling like that. I don't like that shit. When you show up, y'all show up at the event for the baby, and you go your separate ways. I don't want y'all riding the same car. None of that. You split the bills for the baby, and that's it. And none of this playing house, none of this claiming no babies that's not yours, none of that. I don't like it. It's weird. Y'all niggas be weird as hell. Go ahead, friend.
You said it, friend. Weird as hell. When it's co-parenting, it's about the child. All that. Listen, me and my son's father are very close. We are like family, like super cool. He has a girlfriend. They have their whole little unit. I got my little unit by myself, which I love it. And I don't have nothing else to worry about, which is only just my child. And we co-parent very well. Me and the girlfriend co-parent very well. She's amazing with my son. And we don't cross paths. Like, it's just, we literally, Juwan don't, I'm saying names, but my child's father do not, literally, he do not hear from me. I don't give him no issues. Literally, he hear from me when it's in regards to my son. That is it. And to be honest, I be talking to his girlfriend more than him. We be meeting up together because it's just, when it's about the child, it's nothing involved. The reason why half of y'all can't co-parent, because y'all still be messing with that baby daddy. Let's be honest. Let's be real here. Because I know what
real it's honest.
Like to be cool with your people. So you can't hit me with the okie doke. Oh, we just cool. We real cool. And this, that, and that. Why y'all take a family picture? Why? What is that?
Family photos is
why,
insane.
Why are y'all trips together? Yes,
family trips is
insane. For the child, but I'm sorry. When I took my son to Orlando for like this hotel, we went to this resort and stuff for his birthday. Do you really think I asked his dad did he want to go? No, because this is my trip.
That's
that
weird.
I'm throwing. At the time, my boyfriend did go. But this is my trip that I'm throwing for my son. Why do I need to invite him? Now, if it's a party, of course, it's our kid's party. Yes, you can. I'm going to invite you. But y'all be doing too much. And it's only because y'all only be doing too much because y'all be trying to act like y'all not with them. And y'all are. And that pisses me off. I cannot stand that. Just be honest. Be the family that you want to be. Be the family that you want to
exactly.
be. And then
get your family back. It's okay.
Get your family back. Stop trying to trot over here. And because I everything ain't no ties to me and mine. So you can ask me whatever. Oh, I'm going to keep it honest. I will answer the phone in front of a nigga. Because it's nothing. It's nothing.
It's
nothing is there. I literally love him like family. And that's that. But I really hate to see like that co-parenting go bad. Because it's just like, it's like, dang, can you just think about the child and, you know, things. I know everything isn't in just the woman's hands. Sometimes it may be the baby daddy that's tripping or the baby daddy cool and the baby mama may be tripping. But it's just like, y'all really can't get past y'all. I'm so glad I'm not to a point where I despise who I had a kid with. Like, he's one cool ass dude and he do for his child and that's all I ask for. So we, long as you doing good by him, we are totally good. I love you. It's fine. But yeah, it's just get your family back if that's what you want. But other than that,
stay there.
Co-parenting just needs to literally be about the child and it would make the world such a better place. But I was just thinking about
don't
this.
Be petty. Don't be,
messy.
Y'all be so immature.
Yes, like
grow up. Y'all are grown.
Grown.
Stop it.
Real grown.
Be weird as hell.
Yeah, so my co-parenting is wonderful. I hope y'all's are. If it's not, I'ma pray on it. Y'all pray on it because it's gonna get good. Cause mine wasn't always squeaky clean like it is now. We didn't had a little ups and downs and things. Never on my part, of course, because I'm never the problem. But when people
Shut
came
up.
To their senses, we're one big happy family. long as
I'm rolling my eyes for you, Juwan.
Everything's cool. I'm just kidding, but we do talk. We agree, but he know I'm big dog on him.
Anyway, next up, your question is, do you think some men are jealous of women?
Yes, I do. Krishan and Blueface, hello. Well, Blueface and Krishan. Yes, men are very jealous, and it do have a lot to do with women are bosses now. And men don't like that. Men don't like not feeling needed and things like that. So I definitely feel like men envy women in a way. For sure, some men are jealous of women. Now, I don't want to be with a man like that because ain't nothing worse than a man being jealous of you. A woman, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. A man? Oh, no, I don't want... Listen, I don't... Don't be jealous of me. Don't be jealous of me. Please don't. Please don't. And if you is, I can't. No. I can't. It's weird. Because you don't really find too many women that's jealous of a man, because what you can do, we can do 10 times better and flip that shit and put some whipped cream on top. So, I mean, it's nothing to be jealous of a man, to be honest. But... maybe the not getting menstruals every month. I do envy y'all for that. I envy y'all for some little things that we women have to go through. But I mean, that just makes us the bad bitches that we are. But yeah, men are definitely jealous of women. Some of them. How you feel?
I had a nigga the other day tell me he wanted to get swept off his feet. So I feel like that answers the question. They want, like, what is wrong with y'all?
Probably laugh. I'm not gonna lie,
I did. We were texting, but I was just like, I don't even know how to respond to that, bro. Like, y'all want to be bitches so bad. Seriously. You want to be the bad bitch. It's okay.
Club, it's
all right. Man, some niggas be so damn, like, I don't know what it is. And that's what I said that before. I've genuinely had niggas be jealous of me. Like, what are you upset about? Why? You're mad because what? Because I'm spending money. You're mad because I get to do what I want. Ain't nobody tell you how to wild them damn kids? That's your business. You should have kept your legs closed, right, honey? Like, I don't know what to tell y'all. I've literally, like, they really be wanting to be the baddies so bad, and I really wish you the best, but maybe you should find, I feel like you need to find you someone in their masculine energy to match that, because it's not me. It's not me, and I can't be a part of that. I think it's insane. I think y'all are a little weird. It's a little embarrassing. Like, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. But then y'all get mad when y'all get called sassy. But it's like, y'all be doing some zesty ass shit. Y'all think y'all are Drake, but Drake is zesty. And you won't argue with me about this today, Max, because
it's true.
He be wanting to be a bad bitch. And not to say that's gay, zesty, sassy. I'm not calling that gay. I'm calling it feminine. Two different things. It's two different things.
It is.
It's two different things. All right. It's not wrong with it. If that's what you want, and if that's what you like, and if that's what you do, and if that's what you are. I ain't fucking with it, but you know, some of what. For your pride. It's about June, right around the corner. Ain't nothing wrong with it, all right? But y'all be very much, like, jealous of women. Wanting to be the prize. It's literally today. This dude, twice now, in the past maybe week and a half, 2 weeks, has been like, oh, so when am I gonna lock him in? Something like that. I don't have my... I'll tell you exactly what this nigga said. Hold on. Was like, when am I going to lock him in? When am I going to start? when you gonna lock in with him? And I said, when are you gonna start acting like you want me to lock in with you? Because what are you doing? He says, what do you do? I said, what do you mean? He said, you said when I start acting like you want to lock in. So I'm asking you, what is it that you do? I said, I don't do a damn thing. You're the man. I follow Hello. Your lead. He said, true that. I said, all right, thank you. Because you texted me yesterday morning. Be very for real. You want to be the prize. I'm not chasing you for a damn nothing.
For not a cent.
For not a nothing. But that is going to wrap up the docket questions for this week. We're going to go ahead and get into our next subject. So we're going to give our first impressions of Real Housewives of Atlanta season 15. Yeah. So let's go ahead and start with their taglines, I guess. And then we could talk about the first two episodes. So, first tagline I have is Sonia's. And it's, if you can't keep the pace, stay out of my race. What you gonna rate that? What are we doing? 1 through 10? 1 through 5?
It's giving, what's the word when it's giving predictable, because everybody knows she's the yes. run track. It's not giving too much effort put in that. So
I give it a 4 out of 10. I'm giving it a 4 out of 10.
I'll be nice and no, I'm not going to be nice. I'll give it a 4 out of 10 too.
Next we have Marlo. My past is checkered, but my future is solid gold.
It's giving Marlo.
It's like a play on her. Yeah, play on her being a jailbird.
I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
I was going to give it a 6. What the heck? Yeah, it's not bad. Next, we got your fave, Candy. She said, my roots are in Atlanta. I think it's my roots are in Atlanta, but my branches are worldwide. That's what it's supposed to be.
It was thoughtful. 8 out of 10.
I think, because wasn't it a big deal about it being her?
She put some thought into that. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 6.5. I feel like Candy's creative. So I feel like she could have done something. I feel like she's harping on this worldwide thing still.
And so she definitely could have did a real good one. Like, I feel like if that didn't happen, she probably would have got a 10 out of 10 for me. But I'm going to give her an 8 out of 10 for that.
I'm sticking with my 6.5. Kenya, I don't just do it for the culture. Honey, I am the culture.
It's giving very much Kenya.
What you giving it?
I'm not mad at Kenya. And I'm not going to lie. I've been feeling her this season because I'm not a Kenya fan for the past couple of seasons. So I'll give her an 8 out of 10 too. I ain't mad at it.
An 8 is insane. I'm giving it a 5. I feel like it's fine. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's very Kenya. Kenya feels like she's the culture, but it's still not.
I
don't eat.
I ain't like her for the longest. I'm starting to come along with her, so I give her an 8 out of 10.
It don't is very eat. Much. It's fine. I'm a 5. Then we have Drew. Forget the gaslight. I'm taking the spotlight.
3 out of 10, Drew.
I agree with 3 out of 10. I feel like it was.
She tried.
It was. She tried. But it failed.
She tried.
I'll say 3.5 for effort. And then lastly, we got your girl Sheree. She by Sheree, more like she broke the internet. I I'm gonna give it.
Because girl, you did not break the internet. Your website was not.
You broke your website because it was poorly developed. But okay.
She's delusional. She's very delusional.
She loves her some Sheree. Sheree loves her some Sheree. So based off the first two episodes, how are you feeling about things so far?
I'm liking the potential that this season is gonna have. I really wanna like, cause I heard Candy is just going at it when she's just rah, cause people just been coming at her, and I'm ready.
I'm about to headbutt this girl. The way she be yelling
at me. Calm the fuck down.
I love the way Candy be going off on people though. She always do it. We see it
was, other. Look, I don't even like Courtney, but it was Courtney. Well, calm the fuck down. She said, bitch, don't you. Look, she, when she said that, because Candy was keeping it real cool, but I ain't going to keep this on Candy. But I have been, the first episode, I mean, was about Candy because she was getting into it with the girl Courtney, which was so dumb. Like, Courtney's reason for bringing it was definitely giving clout chasing. It was giving Elmo from Potomac. But,
yeah.
Sheree and this whole Martell thing is like blowing me. Like, Sheree, and I'm sorry, I'm with Kenya on this one because Martell was being very sassy. He's like that on his show.
Very disrespect. Sheree pretends like she don't be seeing it. Sheree
tried to say that she already knew about the messages. When, girl, no, you didn't, because at the party, you was like, because she was like, she knew about it and was like, that's why I was being like funny with it. Like, oh, girl, let me see. Sheree, you really didn't know about the messages. Stop lying. And I was watching Candy speak on it with Kenya, and they said that when they do their green screens, they do it after they be done filming. They watch it from, so basically they were just trying to say that Sheree knew at the time of doing the green screen, yes, but when at that party, she did not know. But Sheree is just giving, like, Sheree is really bothering me. Like, she's just bothering me how she was really trying to go so hard for Martell, and it's like, girl, why? He was very sassy with Kenya. Now, what I have told my friend that I don't think so, especially if it wasn't okay. I feel like so me and my friends, we really tell it like kind of like because we're in the same city, so we kind of run down the potentials that we have sometimes and be like checking the scene, checking the scope. Y'all know him, what's up, what's T. So maybe it'll come out then, but if it literally was nothing, and to be honest, if I looked at it like it was nothing, I won't say nothing.
I feel like, because Kenya didn't see it, though, because it was gone by the time she actually opened it.
Well, no, she seen it when she was with Candy.
I think that was part of it.
Well... Right.
Yeah, when she went to accept it, it was blank. That's what I'm saying. So she doesn't know exactly what he said. I felt like I would have probably mentioned it. I would have mentioned it then. I probably would have said it after the fact, like, not at the party.
They weren't
given
that they were even on that type of level. But she said when she seen him bring her to the party, then she's like, oh, well. I wouldn't either.
I still wouldn't have done it at the party. I would have done it. I would have said something later. Yeah, I know. I would have said something later. Not in his face, but then him running up on him like that.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I would have reacted the same way Kenya did.
Kenya is a bit dramatic.
Coming up in my face for
to this queen standing in front of you.
Kenya, you know how she gonna be.
And even
she's gone like with the wind, fabulous.
Kenya was basically like, she just wanted Sheree to have her back for once, because Kenya always have her back with domestic violence situation. Because Bob, literally, I remember that episode when he said, when Sheree was like, choked her, and he was like, did you pass out? I was watching that episode, and Sheree, you were sitting there wanting to ball up and cry. And it's just like, Sheree, you giving a pass to him, and you know, y'all don't, it's not nothing. He literally on his other show still trying to get with his ex-wife, mad with his ex-wife because he trying to show up to the birthday party that his ex-wife is throwing their child together on her timely visit, and he just want to be a butthole and want to just come and be on the scene. And to be honest, he probably was trying to get in Kenya DM, trying to get on the show through her. It didn't work, so he moved right on to Sheree,
who exactly was just gonna, it didn't work for it to Sheree.
Girl, I can't, it's just like with them, I know it's just gonna be BS. Marlo, I fought for Marlo. I felt like she needed a peach and stuff, but Marlo has shown every reason why she's better, a better friend of. And to be honest, I like Marlo of more of a friend of when she's on there with Nene. Her and Nene were more of.
I feel like it's just because she's old now.
Like back then, when Marlo,
that's part said, of it. Part of it, yeah.
When she told Sheree, go hang with them other F words, that Marlo was unhinged, honey. That Marlo was TV. She's not, she ain't in her prime.
That's just why I keep saying they need younger people on here.
And they tried it with LaToya, but LaToya was doing too much. I did not like her. I did not like her. And it was so weird how Kenya and her were so close. I could not see how they were so close like that. But Sonya with the whole, her family is in the house and stuff. And her, which is very... Her sister is very like, girl, you already not working and you staying in your sister's house, but you always got something to say about what she doing. What your husband works for your sister, so you always have something to say. What she just need to let him relax and this and that. Now, well, how is y'all gonna get paid? Because y'all already staying in your sister's house. So, I mean, and then Ralph, talking about she going with this whole Drew thing. I feel like they setting it up like this to show us at the end how they get, because you know they're getting a divorce, because they trying to show them get all divorced. Happy. And she like, this is the happiest we've ever been. And it's like, well, what happened from then to getting a divorce? Yeah.
To now, right.
Well, I am. Yeah, what you got to say?
I think it'll be an interesting enough season. I don't think there'll be too much tea. I thought the whole like sit down with Candy Sonya was talking about the girl Courtney saying that Candy's followers were ghetto and all that
which
was weird.
Sonya was laughing. So when Candy was like, "What did you say? Stick up for me."
Yeah.
And she like, no, I said, I don't think Kenny would do that, girl. No, Sonya, you was laughing.
Right, but I think it's, I don't know, it's boring. You know, I haven't watched Atlanta in a minute.
Hopefully it warms up.
I'm watching it for y'all.
Ex-wife, she's on there. But it's still older women. My Yetta is still in her 40s. So, I mean,
I'm watching this for y'all. I don't want to watch this, y'all. It's so boring. I promise. They're so old. They're literally just sitting there at the restaurant trying chicken wings. Like, I don't care. Why y'all eating soup?
I mean,
like,
I guess the other cast has
get
more
to
of
the
a
mess.
Mix. They do have the older ones, but they have the younger ones too.
Right.
Yeah, they need to. They just
young
need to
ones
get
too.
A good.
That's what they, I'm saying. They need to bring a few young
right
people.
That's what it's given, because they've been trying. I mean, they tried to go younger with LaToya. They even tried to bring light-skinned Keisha on there. I don't know why they tried to do that. That's not a good look at all.
I don't know why they brought her. Like, that's weird. Just... That was weird.
Girl, no, for real.
Let me get on the casting. I got y'all. I'll bring the right crowd, because y'all not. We'll talk about our next show. I'm gonna do a little research. I'm gonna get the right. We'll bring our pitches. I'll have a nice little pitch for you. We'll each bring two young ladies that we think will bring a good amount of tea to the show and get us interested. We got y'all, because I'm tired just talking about this shit. Whew. Anyway, Bring back Lanithia. I can't.
Great TV.
Gosh.
But I really think she done this time. For real. I feel like if she was to ever she's not gonna come back. It would. I don't see it, but if it's gonna be something huge, which I doubt they're gonna do. So huge. Yeah, I don't think she coming back this time.
Well, that's gonna wrap up our first impressions. I guess if something interesting for some strange reason happens on the show, we will come back with y'all. Otherwise, we'll touch base at the end.
Marlo recorded. One of them recorded somebody with, I guess, Drew kissed somebody, one of the girls. Something gonna happen, child, I guess. But yeah, stay tuned. We'll do it.
We'll touch base again. So wrapping things up, if you remember in the beginning of the show, we talked about, what's that boy named? DDG being called an E-list celebrity. So we decided we was going to give y'all our fave 3 E-list celebrities. So that's how we're going to close out the show. I guess we'll just go shot for shot. I'll go ahead and do mine first. My first one I have is Kev on stage.
Why didn't I? See what I'm saying? when you started naming yours, I was gonna think of everybody that I love. Cause I did not think of Kev on stage, and I love mm-hmm. him, and he's a Taurus as well.
Mm-hmm. I have his app. Anyway, okay, go ahead and do it.
My first one is Ryan Destiny. If y'all don't know her, she's on Star.
I think she's E-list. I'd say she's at least a D.
But today, but I do like her.
Disrespectful.
I like her a lot. Yeah, she knows how to sing. Like, she's a good actress. Like, she be low key. She be chilling. I like her. So.
All right. My next one, I have Damona from Don't Call Me White Girl podcast.
So my second one, I actually put Chico Bean. I love me some Chico Bean, and he is hilarious. Like, that interview with him and T-Pain, that was literally did you see that interview? Did you watch it? That was a great
interview. That was
interview.
A good like, one. Yeah, Chico I watched Bean, it.
He's so,
yeah.
Like, he's so smart, first off, and then he's funny on top of it. Like, he just... I really had a toss up between him mm-hmm. and Carlos, because I like Carlos a lot too. The whole trio, him, DC, and Carlos was like literally the best thing. So I love me some Chico Bean. And I think he's a Taurus too, if I'm not mistaken.
What'd you say? Anyway. For my last one, I have, this is my fave, loved her for years and years and years, will always love my girl, Tiffany New York Pollard.
Well, for my last one, I put him on the list because he's getting more to the top a little bit, but this was a toss up, but I did put Woody McClain, Kane from Power Book, Ghost. Bobby Brown from New Edition, Bobby Brown from the Bobby Brown story. He's a really good actor. Like, I've seen him, well, when I first started seeing him was on the New Edition thing, on the New Edition docuseries, which was so good. And he did, like, he played the hell out of Bobby Brown. He did that. And to see him, like, on Ghost now, it's mm-hmm. just like, Woody is really that nigga, like, and then he been on, like, he was out, like, Vine days. I didn't know him back then, but he's been, like, really grinding, and he's that. I cannot stand him in Ghost, but I just be looking at him like, dang, he's so fine. Like, he makes me love him and hate him, but yeah, I love me some Woody.
Well, Well, all right, y'all. That's going to wrap up our show for this week. I want to thank y'all for listening. Definitely share this podcast, rate it, like it if you're watching it on YouTube. Send it out to your friends, your mamas, your baby daddies, your baby mamas, your cousins, your aunties, everybody. All right, come back next week. Listen to the last episodes if y'all ain't be listening, because I know y'all haven't been listening. Get caught up. There's going to be a quiz.
We can start doing some giveaways. Okay. And y'all get it to
the top. Period. Follow us on our social media, our TikTok and our Instagram. Follow us on TikTok for real so we could go live. All that. I'll tag it below. It's I don't know, friend.
No. I need y'all to be outside just a little bit so y'all can give us a little bit, you know, to work with our topics. You know, stay blessed.
Seriously.
Don't let no niggas put you in no mess. And don't be in the stress.
Shut up. If there's anything y'all want us to talk about or anything, definitely DM us on Instagram and we'll talk about it. We'll get into some things. Let us know. We'll talk back. We run our mouth. All right, y'all. We'll love y'all and we'll see you next week. Bye. Stay messy.